Pat Show continues on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Well, we know the Pearly Health Center is a very important organization in this city. And, you know, I think about all the work they've done with veterans and seniors over the years. It's only getting better. Margaret Tansey joins us now, board chair with Pearly Health. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Sam. Pleasure to be here with you.
Well, you've already had a busy morning, and it's only 11 o'clock. Tell us what happened at 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, the Minister of Veterans Affairs, Lawrence McCauley, came to do a ribbon cutting on a new secure unit for veterans here. He came with his Associate Minister of National Defense, Mr. Ken McKillop, who'd never been here before, but just fell in love with the place and wants to come back.
Well, that's how I feel. Every time I visit, it's been a while, obviously, because of the pandemic, Margaret, but
yeah.
It's such a home away from home for so many veterans and seniors. So talk to me a little bit about this renovated secure unit.
Yeah, so this is for veterans who are what we call nowadays living with dementia, who are at risk, say, of wandering. So if they're on an open ward or an open unit, they may just wander off, I don't know, looking for who knows what. And then there's also, sometimes with dementia, aggressive behavior goes along with it. So, you know, they need a special understanding and special care environment. So this new revised unit is a huge circle. So those people who like to wander around, they've got a big circle to wander in. They have their own cafeteria. As well, there's a special room put aside for residents, veterans, who say are having a birthday, and a few of the family members want to come in for a meal. So there's a lovely little private dining room for residents and their family members. So they've really thought of a lot. And Sam, the light just pours in everywhere. It's such an uplifting place to be.
And sadly, Margaret, that's opposite of what some of us might think this type of unit would look like. We often think about it being dark and not inviting to people from the outside and really confining. But this sounds like, you know, to your point about living with dementia, this is all about the living part.
You said it absolutely right. These people are people with families and homes and backgrounds and, you know, to be able to live every day with some kind of joy, you know, it's what we all want to have.
Mm-hmm. And talk to me a little bit about who funded this. We know money is always top of mind, Margaret, to get these projects done. Who can we thank for funding?
Yeah, the funding comes from our LIN, the Ontario Health East LIN, as well as our foundation. So those are the two main funders. However, the day-to-day care of veterans is enhanced by Veterans Affairs Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a partnership there.
And we know the Pearly Foundation is through incredible, generous donors as well that are so passionate about the Pearly. And I think, Margaret, once you've visited the Pearly, it just gets in your soul in the best way possible.
That's a nice way to put it.
Well,
yeah.
And you want to give, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think certainly for me during my tours, I've been toured by Dan Clapin, who used to be there many years.
And
of course,
I remember Dan, yeah.
And of course, Delphine Hussle as well has showed me around. And when I visit there, you can't help but see your own grandparents and your own family in many ways in so many of the people that are staying there. And they just look,
right,
you know, very happy in the surroundings.
Yeah, you don't have the sense of people kind of waiting to die.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right,
there's a wonderful art workshop and working with, like, building birdhouses, and, you know, people are engaged. And, you know, we have one chap who's 102 and has taken up painting, doing really good stuff, and he's almost blind.
Wow.
Well, what about, can you still see? Well, no, I can't really see, but I can see colors.
Wow.
But he's just so happy, and his family too are relieved of a guilty feeling that maybe we should be having him at home.
Mm-hmm.
He's happy here. Yeah.
And it's such an important topic, too, because, you know, I'm in that sandwich generation, right? I've got my mom who's elderly, and I have a 15-year-old, and it's, you know, you try to balance all that, and sometimes, you know, what's best for somebody is they do spend some time in a location where they are cared for, and quite honestly, have way more opportunities as well.
They do. They have opportunities they can take if they want. If not, they do a lot about trying to really see me as a person kind of thing. Who am I and what might I like to do and what's important to me and mm-hmm. my family? It goes very well. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Margaret, it's been a pleasure. I know it's been a busy day for you, and I'm grateful that you'd spend time with us here on City News.
Thanks, Sam. It's such a privilege for me to be part of this organization. So I appreciate your interest and your kind words.
Of course.
Thank you.
Margaret Tansey joining us, board chair for Pearly Health, an organization that I have so much respect for. It's incredible.